It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, and we're joined on the hotline right now by ESPN's Adam Schefter, who's brought to you by Liberty Bank and by Coleman Electric. It's electric. Adam Schefter's electric, and he joins us right now. Mr. Schefter, how you doing?
Hello there, Christian and Andy. How are we doing today?
We're doing just great. Nice to have you on. Nice to talk with you here the day after the NFL trade deadline. Last week when we discussed this with you, Adam, when we discussed the Patriots and what they might do, we sort of came to the conclusion that they were going to be active or at least try to be. Any rumblings as to potential deal? They stood pat, obviously, but any rumblings that you heard about potential deals that they had maybe in place that fell through? Were they active? Were they working the phones? How did that all go for them?
Every team works the phones, and I never heard that they were close to anything. That doesn't mean that they weren't, but I never got word, oh boy, we need to watch this year that they're about to trade this guy or trade for that guy. I always felt like it was an unusual situation when they were linked as buyers. Like, what in what universe does that make sense? Why are they buying now? They can spend whatever they want in the offseason and free agency. They can supplement and complement the roster then. Like, what are they adding for? What's the urgency to go add to the roster right now? Now, if there's a value there, of course. But if there's a value there, I'm sure there are going to be other teams interested in that value as well. So I never subscribe to the theory that they would be buyers at the trade deadline or very active in the trade market. KJ Osborne, there's an example. You know, would he have liked to have been traded? Probably. But there were a lot of wide receivers that were moved. And there were more wide receivers that were available than there were teams that actually needed wide receivers. So, again, I don't know who they were trading for, and I don't know who they were trading away, but I never heard that anything was close. And that doesn't mean that something didn't happen that I don't know about. That's certainly possible. But I never heard something that was very close.
Adam, Gerard Mayo kind of downplayed the trade deadline. He brought up, you know, it's not baseball, it's not the NBA, not a lot of big names get traded, where we actually saw some this year. Obviously, the receiver position had some big names dealt. What is the general perception around the league about the deadline? Are people aggressive? Do they think you can get a lot of talent moved during the deadline? Or are they more like Gerard Mayo, where it's like, it's not like baseball. We can't just make deals midseason and bring in great talent.
Well, I think people are open to making calls and doing their due diligence, but I think people also are skeptical. It's not like you're getting some great solution walking through your door that's going to turn around your roster on November 5th. That's not happening. And if we go back and look, there's been an increase in uptick in activity in recent years, and I think the ways of baseball and basketball have spread to football. Football always had been conservative, but there's a new, younger breed of general managers. They're more aggressive than ever before. They're engaged more than ever before. And we've seen some teams have some degree of success at the trade deadline, which I think has opened up the idea that people are willing to do it. But if we go back and look, even with the uptick in activity in recent years, there aren't many players who have come in and made a noticeable difference on the roster. And I think people are aware of that. And I think that's one of the things that Gerard Mayo is referring to there. Yeah. Of course you're going to make calls. Of course you're going to look around to see if there's anybody available who you might like. The Dallas Cowboys had a high grade on Jonathan Mingo and paid a high price for a wide receiver who was basically relegated to backup duty in Carolina. But the overwhelming majority of trades, the player doesn't have a dramatic impact on that roster. Therefore, there's no great urgency to act out to make a deal for your roster that may not even help it. So I think That's what Gerard Mayo was getting at, because that's, I think, the opinion of a lot of teams. Like, everybody's looking to upgrade their roster. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But it doesn't mean that it can get done.
Obviously, a team that's in a different cycle, as Mayo would call it, the Kansas City Chiefs. It looks like Hopkins could be one of those success stories of a trade. Yeah. Do you think he could be a true game changer for them? It's weird to say because they were already undefeated. But
right.
he put out a picture on social media of Tom Brady and Randy Moss hugging. So he's certainly feeling pretty good about their chances.
Well, game changer sounds, I mean, I would say difference maker. And he looked like it on Monday night, and obviously he thinks he can be a difference maker because he posted a picture yesterday of Randy Moss and Tom Brady when they played together for the New England Patriots, and I think that he believes that they can have that type of impact. And I would say that DeAndre Hopkins definitely can impact that roster. I don't know that it's going to be that way on a weekly basis. Maybe it will be. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. They have a great need. They have a great quarterback. He's had great skills in the past. He can track the ball. I think when you spoke to people around the league, what people said is he's not a separator.
He's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doesn't have great speed. But he does have a great wingspan. He does catch everything. He is a tremendously productive receiver. He's been, you know, at various points, one of the top receivers in the league. I don't think that people across the league view him like that anymore. But you know what? I don't know if that's because he was playing in Tennessee the last 2 years. Maybe with Mahomes. Mahomes is going to elevate him the same way that Brady elevated Randy Moss.
We're talking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. Adam, obviously it was an exciting game for the Patriots. They didn't end up winning it, but that play by Drake May at the end of regulation, obviously a big highlight there. Would you say that game has boosted his profile around the league among rookies and other teams sort of evaluating him? Is that fair to say?
No, I think that people were impressed. I think it's watching that game and seeing that play, I think it gives people a glimpse of the type of talent that he has. That's what you're looking for out of a quarterback, a guy who can extend plays, make things happen, be elusive in the pocket, then somehow find a way to get out and throw a football that's caught for a touchdown. I don't think, again, I'm not disrespecting the Patriots. It's not like people are waiting to see Patriot highlights and say, well, look at this Drake May guy. You know, right now, they're at the bottom rung of the league. And so, you know, people are more consumed with DeAndre Hopkins and Patrick Mahomes and Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens than Drake May and the Patriots, just the way that it is. But that was an impressive play, and it shows you what he's capable of doing and why the Patriots drafted him with the third overall pick and why they were unwilling to move that selection.
Can he be one of those guys? I know we talked about C.J. Stroud, obviously brought wins to Houston last year, but also brought sort of a swag that it seemed like people wanted to play there. There's already talk Jaden Daniels. People wanted to be traded there, supposedly at the deadline, to play with Jaden Daniels. Does Drake May have that kind of attraction? Can he have that kind of attraction to help put them over the top when recruiting people in the offseason?
I don't know that anybody can answer that right now. Like, it's still very early in the process. And C.J. Stroud didn't become C.J. Stroud until the back half of the season and the playoffs. So, to me, it's too early. Like, if Drake May continues ascending and making plays like that, that's going to get people talking. It's going to get people's attention. And I'm sure it would result in people being open-minded to coming to play in New England with him. If he doesn't improve, doesn't ascend like that, then no. But how many games has he started here? We're talking 2 or 3 games. There's not a large enough body sample size of work to say what he is or isn't going to be just yet.
Fair enough, yeah, and it's only been 3 starts. Who do you think came out looking the best after the trade deadline? Who do you think has the most, outlook here coming into the second half of the year?
Well, again, you know, Kansas City, what it gave up for DeAndre Hopkins, it wasn't a deal that was made yesterday, but he looks like he's going to make an impact for them. So you'd have to start there. The Commanders made a big splash yesterday. Saints had to clear up some salary, and they go and get Marshawn Lattimore, four-time Pro Bowl cornerback. So we'll see how that works out. The Lions, I mean, that was the biggest no-brainer move ever, Za'Darius Smith. Like, everybody was waiting for that to happen, and it finally happens with the deadline upon them later in the day. And Detroit has looked like, with all due respect to Kansas City, the best team in the league. And now you go get a former 3-time Pro Bowl defensive end. He may not be that anymore, but in that defense, he's definitely going to be a factor. He's definitely going to be felt, and he definitely upgrades that defense in the absence of Marcus Davenport and Aiden Hutchinson.
Shefty, not to set you off late in the conversation here, is Robert Kraft going to make it this year?
He should. Oh, he should have made it a while ago. I mean, it's ridiculous that he hasn't, and I can't stand that they make these people wait when he is going to be in the Hall of Fame and he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I can't answer how a politicized process is going to work and whether or not he's going to gain entry. He belongs, he should be, and we'll see if people wind up doing the right thing in the end. I don't know. When is that decision made? Do we know?
I'd be asking you.
The decision. He just made the cut down to 9, I believe, in terms of contributors. So, final stretch.
Well,
here.
He should make the cut down to 1, too. He should make the cut down to 1, too. So, let's see if people can figure that one out.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. I'm Adam Schefter. I think you're probably right. It's not the toughest field this year, so I think he's getting in this year. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Christian, you have a great week. We'll talk next Wednesday.
All right. That is Adam Schefter. If you missed any part of that interview, then you can check it out on Audacy.com. That's AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. Save WEEI as a favorite, and you can listen to any part of the show wherever you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Back-to-back guests here as we come to the 345, 4 o'clock corner. Brian Scalabrine joins us next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.